The Youth Hour, for the youth, by the youth, on 91.3 FM Stereo.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Now, if you are interested in becoming a makeup artist, or you maybe want to pursue that career further, then, well, this segment is just for you. In studio, I have with me Aisha Salasha. She is currently studying makeup, and she will be sharing her experiences with us. Assalamu alaikum to you, Aisha.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Aisha, shukran so much for taking time out to speak to us more on this.
Jazakumullah khairan for having me.
Yes, beautiful, mashallah. I wish that you can actually see Aisha, because she's so beautiful, mashallah. Now, Aisha, we're going to go a bit back into your background. Who is Aisha Salasha?
There's
no need to be shy or anything of that sort. I know that you've done your hifts well, and now you're busy with makeup. So what really inspired the idea?
I was never always interested in it. I mean, when I was younger, I was always just wearing eye pencil and lip gloss and things. But then when it started, I think when I was 15, I became interested. I saw a few videos and I loved how they kind of put so much color onto their eyes, but without making it look shocking or anything. Because whenever I think of like eyeshadow, I think, okay.
Those bold colors
that just kind of make you look a little bit cloudy. Then I started being quite interested in like the techniques and things like that. And because my mom does midoras and headgears, there's always quite a few brides that come to her and they'd say, you know, does auntie know of anyone that does like makeup and things? And I thought, well, that would be a nice start for me to like to get experience and things like that. And I always used to do my cousins on Eid, and like all of them came to me. So I was quite into it by the time that I went to study. So alhamdulillah, it wasn't as difficult, the learning the techniques and things, because I knew quite a bit about it. But I guess when I was 15, the love for it started
15. Yes. So would you say that this was a hobby for you before you really took up this career and wanted to go study it?
Before this, I didn't really have any hobbies. My mom always told me, you know, Aisha, because you're doing hifs and things, you need something to unwind.
Yes.
And I tried so many things. I actually tried I tried drawing, which I was really bad at. I also tried scrapbooking. I tried sewing. Yes. I tried quite a few things just to find my outlet. Just for something that you can have and just do with a passion. That, not that I'm saying I don't do the Quran with passion. I'm just, sometimes you need something else to kind of just have your place and just unwind with your creative side, I would say. So it took me a while to find my thing, as my mom would say. Just find your thing.
Yes.
And once I did, I understood what you meant. Because even after like being really stressed, when I see makeup, I just come alive. It's like I see so many things I want to do with it.
And there's so many colors to it as well.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so initially when your mother told you to find your thing and you found that, did you revert back to her and tell her, Mommy, I found what I want, or I found my passion, or I enjoy what
I'm
doing?
Really, at first it was a bit shocking because I started wearing it myself. But because I'm in a club, people used to say, you know, why is that your thing?
Yes.
Your thing should be like being a, how can I say, mu'alima, or someone that studies like kitabs and things like that. So why is this your thing? And it always used to make me feel a little bit bad. And I used to think, okay, maybe I need another thing. But then I thought, you know, if you don't do it for, you know, you don't pursue it in a haram way, and you do it for yourself and for just for fun and just as a hobby, then I think it's quite fine. But it took me a while to get there and say, you know, this is something I want to do. Mm. And I'm not really going to let other people make me feel like I have to be a certain person. Because I know myself and this is something I enjoy. So it took me quite a while to get there. But while I was getting there, I was going through quite a lot of change in my life. So I never really used to talk to my mom about it. But now that we have a very good relationship, alhamdulillah. So I will tell her, you know, Mom, thank you for like guiding me in this direction. Because now I feel like I have so much more ground Okay.
Yes. You're speaking about your mother, but what about your father? How was the support like from his side?
Well, my daddy doesn't really love makeup. he always used to say, you know, you don't need it and all of these things. Yes. But alhamdulillah, he was very supportive. He actually surprised me for my birthday with the college. With the college, he enrolled me. So ooh, it was a surprise.
Without you knowing.
Without me knowing. And then he just brought me the certificate.
How old were you? How old were you back then?
I was 19. Yes.
Okay. Wow, that is amazing.
So that was, I think, a few weeks before my birthday, but that was a surprise. So I think with most daddies, they can't really give much support regarding makeup.
Yes.
But with all the other things in my life, alhamdulillah, he's been very present and he's a big part of okay, my support system. So I will always ask my parents, what do they think about making choices in my life? Because I think it's important to have a bond with your parents, because they won't tell you something that won't be good for you, for your dunya and for your akhirah. So yes. I always consult with them. And alhamdulillah, they had no objections. And that was nice to go forward.
Alhamdulillah. I know, Aisha, you said that this is something part-time, but are you looking at having this to be full-time for you? Being a makeup artist and so forth?
I haven't really thought about that, but one thing I know for sure, inshallah, is I want to start my own hijab school for females, inshallah. Mm-hmm, so I think maybe this would be more of a part-time thing, but depending, maybe it would be just on weekends where I would do, or maybe just in the weeks or as bookings would come. So, mm-hmm. Inshallah.
Okay. See. Now, I want to take you back, Aisha, when you said about you started seeing videos. And
yes.
you started seeing that how they can actually really put color to your face and so forth. How long did it really take for you to really get into the whole process?
Oh, wow. At first, I used to struggle so much, like I think like everyone. If you watch a video and you see someone doing this amazing thing and you try, it just flops out completely and everything just looks wrong that you're doing. And then it was quite demotivating at first because I used to try all the things. But then I learned it's all about like your tools that you use. It's also your skin type. It's also your face shape. Mm. So I used to watch maybe someone with lighter skin than me and I would think, oh, but I don't look like that. And then afterwards, you know, you realize, okay, my face shape is different. So I wouldn't do it as much like my blush. I would apply a bit lower on my cheekbones.
Yes.
So I think after that, then I started getting into it. At first, it was quite a bit demotivating, and
Aisha, I have to ask you something because I'm looking at your eyes and your eyeliner is stunning. It's on spot. So how do you really get that? Do you have to have a steady hand for that, or how does it really?
Well, at first my hand was really shaky. So what I used to do is I used to put my hand down like this.
Okay.
And I would use the felt tip eyeliner. So it's like a pen that you just draw on, and what they usually tell you to do is just make dots and connect them. But as I went along, I started using the gel eyeliner with the brush. So that one, I have more precise application. Like if I feel I want to do a large wing, a small wing, or just the outer corners of my eye, I feel like I have more precision. But for beginners, I would say the felt tip eyeliner was great.
The felt tip eyeliner. Okay, and that there is a voice of Aisha Salasa. She's studying makeup and she's speaking to us more on her experiences. If for your comments or suggestions, you can call us in on 021-442-3530. Alternatively, you can send your SMS to 47913. If you are just starting out with makeup or you want to pursue this career further, then definitely, I always say that follow your dreams. Whatever anyone tells you, don't let anyone steal your dreams away. Now, Aisha, speaking to us more on your experiences and your time period of studying, would you say that there was any difficulties?
Well, it used to be quite difficult on during the day because Dhuhr Salah would be during class. So I think that was the only difficulty that I found. Because I'm lucky, alhamdulillah, the college I went to was only females.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes there are males, but this was only females. So it gave me room kind of to take off my niqab and to be comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And but then salah, but I spoke to them and I actually told them, you know, I need time period to pray and things like that. So alhamdulillah, they sorted out for me, and I would make salah and then we would continue again afterwards. Alhamdulillah.
And some of the positives that you have seen come out of this, when you maybe do makeup with for bridals, you do for bridals and events and stuff like that?
Yes, alhamdulillah. I've done some of the brides that my mom has done headgears for, so I do some of them, and I've done magic ball makeup, and also I do for my mom whenever she goes out. So the positives, I would say, I think you gain more confidence with people. At first, I used to be really shy. I used to not talk to anyone, and I used to be quite nervous. So I think when you are doing someone's face, you kind of have to loosen up a bit. I feel like it's so personal. Yeah. Someone's touching your face, and you have to kind of just break the ice. So I think in that sense, it gave me more confidence to kind of be more open towards talking to other people, and alhamdulillah, it's made me more confident in, I feel like, in every day also. And another thing is, I feel like with everything else in my life that I do, like with my health and with teaching and everything, when you have this kind of creative outlet, everything doesn't feel so stressful. Mm-hmm. It feels like everything is balanced, kind of, alhamdulillah. So for me, that was the positives, alhamdulillah.
Definitely. Aisha, take us through your first time when you actually really did someone's face. Was there, I'm going to ask you something which I want you to be completely honest. Was there any slip-ups where you thought to yourself, oh my word, I did a mistake, or
this
doesn't look right, what am I going to do?
Definitely. There were quite a few slip-ups. I think I took so long with my first ride. I tried like 3 different lip colors, and I kept changing my mind, and I felt so bad. I felt like this lady was already so sick of me, and definitely the first time I felt really nervous, and I just slip ups, eyeliner went wrong, and I told her, you know, I promise this is not how I usually do it, but I'm just nervous, so forgive me for this. But she was very nice, alhamdulillah, and she told me, okay, just breathe, you know, try again. She was kind of mentoring me, but alhamdulillah, I think you learn from your mistakes, definitely. You learn to just kind of go slow, and just the one thing I learned was, before you just start out, you know, introduce yourself. Talk to the person so that you can get a more comfortable feel. That way you won't be more nervous.
Aisha, looking at you, I'm sure that now you're not going to have any slip-ups with eyeliner and all of those type of things. So looking back from when you first started and looking at where you are now at this moment, is it for you a process or a progress that you had to, you know, that you can tell yourself, I've progressed so far, I want to continue further on?
Well, definitely, alhamdulillah. At first, there were lots of techniques. I could never, ever do the smoky eye. I think it took me so, so long. That was the thing I struggled most with. Mm-hmm. And I think lots of people will agree that contouring is quite difficult too.
Yes.
So definitely those two things I used to struggle with. And I thought to myself, you know, maybe you should just cut that out and say, I'm a makeup artist, that just excluding those two things. But then, alhamdulillah, I at the college, I told them, you know, okay, let's go slow over these and let's do it over a period of time so that I have a lot of practice. Mm. And so I did it on models and different face shapes and things like that. So then I became better. So I would definitely say that progress comes with practice and you know, just trying your best and learning from your mistakes. Example, and don't be, how can I put off by your mistakes. I know sometimes I feel, oh, I messed it up again. I'm just going to like not do it again. But then I just try again, and this time I would do a different brush maybe, or I'd use a different powder or cream product. So definitely you need to try everything first, and inshallah you'll get there.
Inshallah. Now, Aisha, for those who are thinking about pursuing their career further and they don't know anything about it, what would you suggest?
Well, I would say if it is definitely something that you want, then it's worth looking into. There are quite a few colleges that offer beauty, and they give you a kit and everything, and it's basically like a starter kit. They will tell you, this is a blush brush, this is an eyeliner brush. So they don't throw you into the deep end and they give you a brush it and say, create something.
Yeah.
So it's more like, they teach you everything from the beginning. So if you are someone who doesn't know anything about makeup and you feel, you know, you're going to be out of your league, then really don't worry, because they will teach you from the beginning. And that way, inshallah, you will get into the whole thing.
Inshallah. Aisha, for those who want to know more, you say perhaps a contact number. I see the SMS came through, and that is from 7258. Salam, is there a contact number for Aisha?
My contact number, is it okay if I give my email?
Yes, sure.
Okay, that's Aisha Salasa. It's AISHA.
Yes.
SALASA.
Mm-hmm.
At iCloud.com.
iCloud.com.
Yeah.
Okay, you can repeat that for me.
It's Aisha Salasa. Mm-hmm. At iCloud.com.
.com. Okay, so that is where people can reach you on with regards to your email. Is there perhaps a Facebook page that you have that people can visit?
No, I'm not on Facebook anymore. My mom is, but I'm not sure if they would be comfortable. If you guys are, then she is GQ Headgaze. So you can just message on there, and inshallah, I will get back to you.
Okay, Aisha, this brings us to the last part of our segment. Is there anything which you want to share to those listening in at the moment?
I think I would definitely like to say to the girls that are in niqab, even those that aren't. I think for some people it's a bit difficult to swallow that someone in niqab and someone that's a mu'allima and things like that want to do beauty. But I think that through my time in life, my short time, I definitely learned that you don't have to behave or act or be like someone else to achieve your goals. And as long as you trust in Allah, you know, and you do your best and you give equal time for your deen, then you can do anything as long as it's in the limits of, you know, Islam, and if it's not bad for yourself and for your deen, then definitely, you know, you should pursue it and just trust in Allah. And this might sound a bit harsh, but really don't care what people think. I think it's quite difficult. For me, I used to feel so bad when someone said, you know, don't do this, don't do that. But now I look at myself and I think, you know, is this good for me? Because it's really not going to affect other people. So I think that's one thing, you know, to look at. And if there's something that you want to pursue, and like I said, if it is within your reach and within your capabilities, and it's not going to affect your deen, then definitely, inshallah, you should do it.
Inshallah. Now, for Aisha, for those sensitive ones, maybe if they're doing it for the first time and someone's maybe giving them a nasty comment and so forth, if you should be in that shoes, how would you really deal with that?
Well, there's always going to be difficult customers. I think that's part of this job. I think you just need to grow a thick skin. But I know that's hard, because sometimes you think, I tried so hard to do my best. And I feel, you know, they told me, they shut me out and they said, you know, I did bad and I don't feel worth it and things like this. But I think, you know, just take it in your stride, just nod, just go on and just keep doing what you're doing. And inshallah, you know, don't give up just because you get a setback. Sometimes you get many setbacks and only one step to the front and you feel, oh, this isn't worth it anymore. But, you know, just keep going. Inshallah, what I can say from personal experience is, no matter how many steps you take back, you always move to the front again at some point.
Inshallah. Aisha, shukran so much for taking time to speak to us more on this. And you are really truly an amazing person. Shukran so much to you.
Khairan for having me.
Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.